It is the 10th of January, first episode of a new show debuting today. We're going to be talking about trades, player values, all those sorts of things. I'll be joined by Michael Waterloo. This is the Balls Deep Trade Talk Show. Let's go.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep Podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Now, I just want to check. Chad, Shining Knight, you're saying there's no camera. I can see myself, but we were having some issues with Michael's camera as well. But I can see him. You can see me, Michael?
Yes, sir. Yes, I can.
So we can see each other. I can see all the comments. It looks perfectly normal to me. Oh, there it goes. Hang on. Are we back? We're back. Okay. Don't know what happened there. I didn't even click a setting, so... who knows? Okay, so when I added you, it added me. Oh, well, maybe you're more important than me, so we need you on the screen to be able to see me. Thanks for jumping in. It's been a while since I've had you on the show. How are things?
Yeah, thanks for having me. As always, enjoy hopping on with you and, talking basketball, talking horror, and all things in between. Things are going very well. Things are going very well. Ready to start the new year, and, the more basketball as we really get into the meat of the season.
Now, you can see these questions when I pop them up. So you are a member of the 2024 WNBA Championship New York Liberty, I assume. That is why you've got... Now, you're a Liberty fan. Let's assume that.
Yes, yes. I am a Liberty fan. And, you know, they're one of the original teams in the league, finally won their first ever championship. So whenever I get a chance to remind people about it, damn it, I'm going to take it.
Why not? Why not indeed? I'm a Wings fan, so I'm hoping that next year, because they're getting the they got the number one pick, yeah?
Yes, they did. So it looks like Paige Beckers is going to be going there. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I know we've talked WNBA in the past, your favorite player, Sasi Sabali, just announced yesterday she is done with the Wings. She's going to be moving on. So that's a big hit.
Did she really? I didn't even see that, which I'm surprised. So has in terms of she's gone or she's requesting a trade, or how does that work?
So she's an unrestricted free agent, so she can go wherever. But the Wings are able to core her, which would be able to say, hey, we're going to make her be on our team, and then we'll go ahead and train her and try to get for her. But during an unrivaled media day, it kind of turned into a de facto WNBA rumor mill, and she said, yes, I already let the team know that I will not be that I'm playing my last game with Dallas.
Okay. Any rumors on where she might be headed?
Not yet. I'm actually going to be working on a piece for Winsider about that very topic. But I'd love to see, I'd love to see her in New York, because her sister's there, Sabrina Ionescu's there. They all played at Oregon together. But also, I think it'd be awesome to see Golden State Valkyries, the expansion team, just kind of go out there and say, hey, let's get a face of our franchise with Tattoo. The TVA is going to be a big thing. So sign her for 1 year and then be able to kind of core her and hopefully work out a long-term deal. But I think it'd be awesome if she went to Golden State just to see a new team kind of go out there and get her.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'd like to see her go to Indiana, but I like Indiana and throwing her in there with Aaliyah Boston and Caitlin Clark. And they were good last year, so that would be fun. Anyway, we will see. This is
not a WNBA track as always.
But yeah, that's right. And we will also go off track with news that just broke. And Chad, thanks, Chad, for popping that into the chat there. Word on Herb Jones is a torn labrum. And we did a quick Google MD search to find out what a injury recovery time is for something like this. And it looks like it's 4 to 9 months, which is obviously quite a big disparity. But 4 months, that's a season ender.
Yeah, it is. It's just, continues the bad luck with the Pelicans this year. Just across the board with DeJounte Murray early on, Zion Williamson off and on all season. Now Trey Murphy, you know, late start this season, missed the last three games, and now Herb Jones is just like, okay, let's just shut it down, get the full tank, chase the flag, and go from there. So,
all right, but let's actually get into the topic, the reason we're doing the show, which is trade talk. Now, I know you can't see what I've got on the screen here, but if people in the comments, just let me know if you can see that. I know usually you can see when I have the screen popped up. So if someone just said, I've got a trade page up that I can see where we can throw in a player name and it'll spit back. Okay, it didn't pop up. That's all right. This might be an internet thing on my end, just quietly, because we run on Wi-Fi here at the back of the house and my little Wi-Fi connection thing is flashing, saying that it's not as good as it normally is. So it could be that. So look, I'll take this off the screen because it's not essential. It's more just for me to come up with a list of names. So you've come with some players that you would consider trading or that you think should be traded. Let's start. Who's your first name?
Yeah, I always, whenever I'm looking at fantasy, especially basketball, what I try to do is look at players who are injured, players who have recently returned from injury, or people who are in trade conversation who could be impacted. And I always try to look at players who are going to go to a new opportunity or an increase, or people I'm terrified who are going to go to an opportunity and no idea what to expect. So the first person I want to look at is actually Jimmy Butler. I want to see what things are looking like for Jimmy Butler, how fantasy players are reacting to him with his suspension, with the way that he wants out of Miami, and just kind of see what's been going on there.
Okay, so I've pulled him up on my screen that I can see, and I've got and I'll do one-for-one trades. I think they're easier to evaluate.
Absolutely, yeah.
Or a little bit quicker anyway. So in the last 24 hours, we've got Jimmy Butler has been traded for Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Alperen Şengün, Jalen Suggs, Miles Bridges, Tobias Harris, Rudy Gobert, Devin Vassell, and Fred VanVleet. So a pretty, I don't know, like there's a big shift in value there. Who should we start with? Any there? I don't know. Kawhi Leonard. There's two guys that are sort of injured all the time and we don't know. Who do you think you would rather there, Jimmy Butler or Kawhi Leonard?
Man, that is a really, really good one because on one hand, I avoid injured players so, so much. And you look at Jimmy Butler is suspended, who knows where he's going to be, and he always ends up missing games anyway. So I think I'm actually going to be leaning Kawhi Leonard here. I think I actually prefer Kawhi, and it terrifies me to say that. See him coming back. I'm hoping that the injury load was already kind of manage with them, that they know what they're doing. I know I'm trusting the Clippers to do the right thing with an injury here, but yeah, I think I'm leaning Kawhi here.
Yeah, I think I might as well. And again, much like you, it hurts to say that because I would not really rather Kawhi Leonard over anyone. But yeah, maybe. I just think he's more likely to be managed correctly. And we just don't know. Like the uncertainty with Jimmy at the moment, not just in terms of where is he playing, who is he playing for, the knee injuries, all sorts of things going on, ankle injuries. So I think I'd go with Kawhi just because at least we know what to expect in terms of games played, games missed, barring a new injury or something like that. There's slightly more certainty. What about most of these are actually going to be pretty easy. Like, I would assume Jimmy Butler, Alperen Şengün. Clearly it's Şengün.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I don't have to think twice about that.
Yeah. So let's have a look at some players that aren't as valuable. What about Jimmy Butler and Miles Bridges?
Cool. Sorry, I'm freezing here because he's one guy I will not ever roster just because like of his off the court stuff. But just on the court stuff, I'm trying to put that aside for a second. I want the person who's available. You know, I'll take, you know, even if I'm always big on, hey, if I lose a trade on paper, I'm okay with it if it makes more sense for my team. And if this case, I need a player who's going to be playing. And I don't know what to expect with Jimmy Butler. Eventually, you're going to draw that line somewhere in the sand. But I think I take Bridges here for fantasy purposes.
Yeah, I think I would too, Just. He's been a little bit disappointing, but at least Absolutely. He plays. And that's what you're looking at here, is guys that are generally healthy and will play. What if we do... no, that's an easy one. Devin Vassell, he's been a little bit disappointing. Would you still rather Devin Vassell over Jimmy Butler?
I would, but I'm also just a big Devin Vassell believer. I could just keep thinking, like, okay, eventually he's going to kick it into gear. Eventually he's going to kick it into gear. So he's somebody that I'm higher on than Jimmy Butler, just given everything that we – I don't want to say everything we know about Butler, but everything we don't know about Butler. He's somebody that I think, like, for the Spurs and the position that they're in, they're going to want to just give Devin Vassell run down the end of the season. You know, that's a team that's really trying to figure out, okay, next year is going to be year three with Wemby. Who are the pieces going to be around him? What's the long-term value here? So, I'm going with Devin Vassell here.
Okay, let's go to one of my guys. Who should I go with? All right, I'll go – let me just bring up the right screen here. So I'm going to go with a player that's been look, he's been fine, but I would say disappointing when compared to previous years. That's DeMar DeRozan, who has been relatively healthy. He had a bit of a back thing there for a while, but the fit in Sacramento was always questioned. We weren't sure how they would coexist, and we have seen some issues. So some one-for-one trades with DeMar DeRozan. There's a few down here. All right. Or here's an interesting one. DeMar DeRozan or Austin Reeves?
Ooh, that's a good one. Mm. I hate the fit for I hate the fit in general. I was one of those people like, okay, this makes no sense what they're doing. Here's Sacramento. But I think I'm going to stick with DeRozan there. It's okay. Very close. That's a really good one. But I think I'm going to lean DeRozan ever so slightly.
It is a very close one. I might lean Austin Reeves slightly, but that's sort of based more on what we've seen from Austin Reeves the last few weeks without D'Angelo Russell. I just think that he is going to play a pretty key role for this team with the ball in his hands a bit more. So just some assists upside I like there. What else have we got? Ooh, what's a close one? DeMar DeRozan and, well, is this even a discussion? DeMar DeRozan and RJ Barrett.
Ooh.
Last year, not really a discussion. This year, I think it is.
Yeah, I think it is too. I think I'm leaning RJ. I think I'm going RJ there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe I am too, which, again, that feels like the wrong answer.
It really does. It just, like, I feel like I'm like, am I missing something here? But it feels like RJ is the call here. But, yeah, like the Raptors absolutely, you know, they still suck, but it's fun watching some of their guys, and it's fun watching RJ Barrett kind of look like he's, could be a piece for this team long term. Game with Grady Dick, who's so much fun. I think I'm going RJ Barrett here.
Yeah, that's a weird one. I think I am too. I'd have to sort of probably come down to build a little bit, but Barrett's looked really good, and even with Scotty Barnes back and quickly back, he's still doing stuff. He's still getting assists. We know what he doesn't do. We know that he can have those random games where he goes 2 of 6 from the free throw line. But generally speaking, he's been very good this year.
The scoring, the assist, you know, the rebounds are there. The turnovers kind of hurt you a bit. But like you said, it may come down just the build a bit. But, yeah, I think I'm going with RJ.
And he's, if he wasn't injured – Although it's not a bad injury. All right, last one. What about DeMar DeRozan or Cam Johnson?
It's funny you mentioned Cam. He's one of the people I debated bringing up here for this. I'm going DeMar DeRozan because Cameron Johnson is the guy that I'm looking to trade away just because the Nets are going to net eventually. People are going to be getting dealt, and he's a guy that, it's mainly coming down to role for me. So if he goes somewhere and he's just kind of a option off the bench, I don't know what his role is going to be, what his usage is going to be. So this is one that I'm going to just hedge my bet with DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, I think I would too. And as you said, I think for me, it is just about that uncertainty regarding his role, be it in Brooklyn or on another team. He has been very good, so no mistake there. But a lot of it has come without Cam Thomas in the lineup. And we already see Brooklyn heading in that direction of not playing guys and leaning into young, unproven players. So even if he stays in Brooklyn, I think there's going to come a point where he's managed, load managed to the point of not playing at all.
He's also one of those guys, and I think this comes up often with him, but he's one of those guys who's older than you realize he is. Like, he's going to be 29 here in a couple of months already. And he seems like a guy who's like 25, 26, but like just because UNC, Pitt, everything like that. But yeah, so he's one of those guys who, I hate to say, like he's going to be 29. He's old as hell. Like, he's not, obviously, but for basketball terms, it's just like it's a little bit different with him. So yeah, he's one that I'm definitely going with DeRozan just because I'm nervous about what it means whenever he leaves, or if he stays in Brooklyn, what it's going to look like. Because it's, you know, when Cam Thomas is out there, it's just, he's just that volume scorer taking over.
All right. So who's your next guy?
My next person is, you know, we mentioned the New Orleans Pelicans to start off. One guy who just came back is Zion Williamson. I'm interested to see what that looks like now that he's back, given the situation with the Pelicans season, just the conversation around his long-term stay in there, and, you know, can he stay healthy? So I'm interested to see what the latest deals are with Zion. He's somebody I would be looking to trade away just because I don't want to deal with a headache.
There's quite a lot. People have been actively trying to shop him, I would say. Let's have a look at some one-for-ones. I don't want to do that one. Some of these are pretty wacky. Okay, what about Zion Williamson or Lauri Markkanen?
Oh, I'd go Lauri Markkanen. I'm not even a big Lauri fan, but yeah, I would go with him.
Okay. Who would I go with there? I'd probably go with Zion, I think. Just, I don't know. I'm not a Lauri guy either, and I just worry about what Utah are going to be doing. In saying that, I mean, the Pelicans are not headed in a direction any further north than Utah. They're both firmly in that bottom five at the moment. So, I might go Zion just because I find him a little bit more exciting to watch. I'd rather have him on my fantasy team.
Per game, there's no doubt about that at all.
What about... is it easy? I mean, there's some good value-wise, there's some interesting ones here, but I know who you would go for because of the uncertainty with Zion. What about Zion or OG Anunoby?
You know, one thing that we've been talking enough about with OG is just like availability too. Again, I think I'd still go with OG. I think I'd go with OG, realizing that I'm getting a lower ceiling, higher floor with him than I am with Zion.
Yeah,
the availability scares me with injuries, and also like, when are they just going to shut him down for the year and just say, you know what, we're fully committed to this tank, and we're going to look to trade him this offseason, and we want to make sure he's healthy enough to trade.
All right, here's a Zion one that's come into the comments from Shining Knight. Beal or Vassell for Zion, or a 2-for-1? So would you do Beal for Zion or Vassell for Zion? Like, do you think whoever had Zion would give him up for either of those players?
I think it's kind of hard just because of the discussion around Bradley Beal heading to the bench and all that. And I think that's kind of deflating about his perceived value, even though I think it's fine, and potential about, you know, maybe getting traded. I think at the end of the day, if you could, I think I'd prefer Beal to Zion and Zion to Vassell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he's 2-for-1 in overpay. If you're giving up, because I know that Shining Knight has Beal and Vassell, and he's looking to maybe trade for Zion. So would you give up Beal and Vassell for Zion, or is that too much?
That's too much for me. I may be in the minority there because, again, per game to game, the ceiling, you're getting Zion. But for safety reasons, I think I'd rather keep the duo. I would be okay trading Vassell for Zion straight up. But I wouldn't want to do Beal and Vassell. I feel like that's an overpay in my book.
Yeah, okay. And let's do one more Zion if we've got no one's doing Zion for Westbrook. Well, are they? Zion for Westbrook. I mean, Westbrook's been good. Do you believe that this is the new Westbrook, or are we just sticking with Zion and going upside?
You found the line for me, so I'm sticking with Zion there over Russell Westbrook. You know, he's been great for Denver and stuff, but yeah, I have my limits, so I'm keeping Zion there and just crossing my fingers.
Yeah, that's fair. Correct answer. All right, let's have a look. I'll do one more. We've talked about Lowry a bit. What about who else is in? And I'm sort of looking at most traded players as well. So just, I guess, players that are actively on the move at the moment. What if we look at, what if we go James Harden? Let's bring him up. Because obviously the return of Kawhi, we talked about Kawhi, and the return of Kawhi is going to impact Norm Powell. It's going to impact James Harden. Zubats to a lesser extent, I think. But Harden has been moved a lot, so I guess people are maybe a bit worried that Kawhi coming back is not going to tank his value, but send him down a little bit. What about James Harden for Evan Mobley?
Oh, that's tough.
Very different players. So
very different players. I really like what I've seen just kind of from the Cavs, obviously, but from Mobley, just kind of the way that he's expanded his scoring. You know, I think unless I'm in need of assists, because I think that we're going to really just see Harden turn into an assist machine, that I'm probably going to be going with Mobley there. But I really like both guys, but I think I'm leaning Mobley there because it does feel like Norm Powell's not going to slow down. Like, he's going to get some time taken away and whatnot. But even since Kawhi's come back, we've seen him just feel like he's going to get his. I'm going to take Mobley there ever so slightly.
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously with two players as different as these two, it does come down to what you're looking for. Do you want guard stats or do you want big man stats? But if we're just looking at pure value, I think I might go Mobley as well. He's just looked very, I mean, we've seen flashes of what he's been doing in the past, but he's just been so consistent this year. I think for me, that's the difference. He's doing it on a nightly basis now, not once a week. I think I'd go Mobley there. What about, so a lot of multiplayer trades with James Harden, or, well, I mean, this is an injury sort of related one because I know who we'd go with if there was no injury, but James Harden or Luka Doncic?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we'd be going with Luka if there were no injury there. I think I'm going to go with Harden there. Give me the healthy guy. I'm very risk averse when it comes to injuries. I'm going to go with Harden and take the healthy guy right now.
Yeah, my initial reaction is Luka, but I don't know. This injury sort of, I know it's a calf, but I feel like this is going to be something they're going to be managing for the next 3 months, right up until the playoffs. So he will maybe sit back-to-backs, or they'll try and limit his minutes as much as possible. They're also obviously dealing with a back injury now to Kyrie. Mm-hmm. And they have adequate guards. They have Grimes, they have Dinwiddie, who aren't superstars like Kyrie and Luka, but they can get the job done. So it might be a matter of cycling in and out through Kyrie and Luka. So I might go Harden as well, just because I think of the assurity in his role and his minutes and what he's doing. And per game, obviously it's Luka, but the calf injuries, hamstrings, things like that, they worry me a little bit. So
yeah, soft tissue injuries, I'm always hesitant about, because you never know how they're going to recover. I always look at it. They say it's going to be 6 to 8 weeks. I'm always assuming it's going to be 8 weeks plus, especially with those. They're so easy to re-aggravate. And as friend of the show, Noah Rubin knows, I am a huge Spencer Dinwiddie fan. He's one of my favorite players in the game. So I am so happy to see him getting some run right now. Let's go, Spencer.
It is good. I picked up Dinwiddie in a 16-team league last week. I have no idea why he was available, but I'm glad I got him. Here's one from Matt Carmody. Harden or LaMelo Ball?
Ooh, that's good. I'm going to go with Harden there. I think ceiling, you got LaMelo, but I'm going with Harden just because I don't trust LaMelo to stay healthy. And if there's anything, I should really change my name from New York Liberty 2024 WNBA champions to, if they're injured, avoid them. Because that's just kind of how I operate. So, yeah, I'm going to go Harden there.
I'm going to go LaMelo, but that's only because the answer to most questions for me are LaMelo Ball. It doesn't matter what the question is. LaMelo Ball or Dyson Daniels is the correct answer for me. So I will go LaMelo, but I certainly get why you would go Harden, because this is very similar to the Luka situation, where LaMelo Ball does not have a good track record. He's already missed time. Charlotte are not good again. So common sense would probably say Harden, but me, I would say LaMelo, just because I love having LaMelo on my team.
The heart wants what the heart wants, Kenny. I do not believe
it. Does. It does. James Harden, last one. James Harden or Darius Garland?
Man, I took Evan Mobley last time for Cleveland, and I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to take Garland here. I'm going to say Darius Garland.
Yeah,
maybe there's some bias there. There might be some recency bias, just seeing the way that he's taken over the past week and a half, how he's making that all-star push. I fully admit that, but I think I'm going to take Garland here.
Yeah, I think this one's a really close one for me, because they are very similar. In terms of their numbers, they're sort of 20 points, 7 or 8 assists, 1 and a bit steals. I might go Garland just slightly as well. Feel like he's a little bit more efficient too than Harden. Harden hasn't had a good shooting season. I know he's putting up good numbers, but so I might go Garland just. All right, let's have a look if we've got any in here. And I'm simply looking for trade or value comparing sort of questions. So it's a two-team or multiplayer question. Haliburton and Şengün or AD and Trey, just in a standard 9-cat league? I know which way I would go. Which way would you go?
I think I'm leaning. That's really, really, really good. I think I'm leaning ever so slightly toward the AD and Trey side.
Yep. Same with me. AD is one of my favorite players. I drafted him in as many leagues as I could, and because I could get him at the fifth pick, sixth pick, and I think he's top five, top four. And Trey, I know his rank isn't necessarily reflective of his value, but he's averaging ridiculous amount. It's the most assists in a long time. I'm not sure who the last player was, but his assist numbers alone make him ultra valuable. He's getting steals this year. Scoring's been a little bit up and down. But I'd go AD and Trey in saying that Şengün has been phenomenal.
He has. And, you know, AD, there's always the fear of, hey, like, is he, like, how many games is he going to miss? How many games? And it's just, even I know eventually I have to remember that. And just seeing Trey out there with the Great Barrier Thief has been fantastic. Great for his value. Love his assist numbers that we're getting. Love seeing him play better defense. So, yeah, I'm leaning that way, but Şengün has been fantastic. He's really the one that makes me question everything. But, you know, just that upside you're getting with AD and Trey is hard to overcome.
Okay, what else have we got in here? So a points league question, and this is a 17 points league, so it's very shallow. So obviously waivers are very deep in a league like this. Amen Thompson and DeAndre Ayton for Darius Garland in a 17. So it's, you're sort of looking at holding, I guess, top 50 players have a lot of value in a league like this. I guess this comes down to what it, how good do you think Amen Thompson can be for the next 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah, even if he's a freaking stud, I'm taking Garland here. In leagues with 10 teams or fewer, I always want the best player, just because replacement level is so much easier to find off the wire, especially when you look at their points per game. And if you extract that over the past 14 days, 21 days, you compare the two, and you're adding those up. I'm like, okay, if Ayton and Thompson are outscoring Garland by 12 points, I can find them off the wire easily, because you're able to kind of churn and burn those kind of leagues. So I want Garland there pretty easily.
Yeah, I think I'd go Garland as well. I mean, Thompson, I think he's going to be a stud. But I have my hesitations with DeAndre Ayton and his role and where he ends up and resting and all sorts of things. So, yeah, I'd go Garland there. Let me just see if we had any earlier on. Trading us. What's this question? We have too long. So there's a follow-up question here. So this is a follow-up from that Halliburton and Şengün question. What if you did Halliburton and Anthony Edwards or Jalen Johnson for AD and Trey? Would you still go the AD and Trey there, or would you would getting Jalen Johnson or Anthony Edwards sort of bump up the value of that side a little bit?
Man, I love Jalen Johnson. He has the injury history too, kind of like LaMelo, that we don't really talk about enough, and we're seeing it already. He's out again, I think, a shoulder injury. I think I'm still going AD and Trey. It's very – this one made me pause more than the Şengün one, though, just because Jalen Johnson is an absolute stud. But I'm still going to go with AD and Trey.
Yeah, I think I would. If Jalen Johnson didn't have the shoulder thing going on, I'd go that Halliburton side. But this shoulder, while it doesn't worry me in terms of being a multi-week absence, I think it sounds like it's something they're going to have to manage rest of season, and then he'll get some surgery in the off season or something like that. And as you, I think he's missed 4 of the last 5 or 5 of the last 6, something like that. He was initially, he was questionable, and now he's just being ruled out, which is sort of weird. So whether something else has come to light, or it's simply a, how are you feeling today? And if it's no good, we'll just rule you out. So I think I'd still stick with the AD and Trey side of things here. Did you have another player that you wanted to do one more?
Yeah, I do. I have a few, and let me just try to decide which one I want to do. Do you want me to talk about somebody I'd be looking to trade away, somebody I'd be looking to trade for? Do you have a direction you want me to go?
Well, who did you – you did Zion, who were you looking to trade away, and who was your first player again?
Jimmy Butler.
That's probably trying to trade away.
So
someone you're trying to trade for?
Somebody I'm trying to trade for. Okay. I'm going to go, just because I'm very active on Blue Sky, and anytime I see a highlight from this guy, I just say franchise player. Let's go Cade Cunningham. And this is going to be more of a buy high situation, because you know, he has been fantastic. And I want to see what kind of trades are out there because I don't know if there's a limit to when I'll stop.
Yeah, there's not many. So we've had, like, when I've brought up these other players, there's 20, 30 trades over the last 24 hours. For Cade Cunningham, there's three. So,
okay.
Which would say that people aren't wanting to move off of him. And if you are trying to acquire him, the asking price is potentially a little bit too high at the moment. There is one here, though, that is, I think it's interesting enough. It's a one for one. Cade Cunningham or Anthony Edwards? Oh, have we lost? Have we lost Michael there? We might have. Let's see if he comes back. He's frozen. Hang on. Maybe he'll jump out. Let me remove him. All right. I will talk about this one until he comes back. We were about to wrap up anyway. Cade Cunningham or Anthony Edwards? I'm going Cade Cunningham, and people that listen to me know that I'm not particularly high on Anthony Edwards. Not necessarily fantasy-wise, but I don't know. It's just he irks me a little bit. So I would go Cade here. I also have Cade in a lot of dynasty leagues, so I value him pretty highly. I think this has been the breakout that we were hoping for last year, but injuries and that sort of thing slowed him down. Detroit, I think, will be pushing for a play-in spot potentially. I'm going to go Cade here over Anthony Edwards. Maybe that's to my detriment. I actually don't know who's the better ranked player. Let me have a look. Player rankings. And then I'll just check whether Michael has jumped in. He has not. Okay, let's have a look. So Cade is 43rd. Edwards is 35th. I mean, these are guys where their rankings are a little bit deceptive. But if we compare their stats, I would say they're pretty close except for the assists. Cade's averaging 9.3 assists, whereas Anthony Edwards is only averaging 4.1. Edwards gets more steals, it's not significant, but it's enough to make a difference. Three-pointers, I think, would be a difference as well. Yeah, so three, Anthony Edwards has been ridiculous from the perimeter, so he's averaging 4.3 three-pointers. Cade is 2.4, so that is a pretty significant difference. I think you can get, typically, you can get three-pointers off the waiver wire. So I'm okay with taking a bit of a hit there. So I would go Cade. And then what's Matt got? Cade or LaMelo? Oh, I don't like that question. That's really hard. I might actually go Cade over LaMelo. And I know I said LaMelo is always the right answer, but they're close enough for me that injury risk for LaMelo. I know Cade hasn't been a picture of health, but I do feel like some of the absences he has had have been more related to the team just not wanting him back out there. I'm just going to check Blue Sky because Michael has jumped out and has not jumped back in, which is fine. Here we go, chat. Oh, he had a power. Okay, that's all right. He had a power outage. Hang on, let me just let him know. All right, cool. So he is, that's fine. So he is gone. Go and follow him on Twitter. Well, he's not really on Twitter. He does more Blue Sky. He's at Michael Waterloo on both. So go and follow him. So I'm probably going to go Cade here slightly. Very close, though. Very close. Miles Bridges or LaVine in a dynasty league, 10 categories with double-doubles. I don't think the double-doubles really impact these guys too much. I'd probably go... I think I'd go LaVine there. Yeah, I think I'd go LaVine. Oh, and this is in that. Oh, hang on, I clicked on the wrong one there. Ayton and D'Lo for Walker Kessler. I think I'd go Kessler there. I'm just very down on Ayton, I think. So, Cade is just more rounded. LaMelo has to be shooting. Yeah, he does, but he does shoot massive volume. That's, I guess, the thing there is he does need to be shooting the ball a lot. And on this Charlotte team, he does shoot the ball a lot. But, yeah, Cade is a little more well-rounded. Doesn't get you the steal numbers that LaMelo can, but, yeah, that's pick your poison, really. Who would you rather? I think they're both very good. Per game, I still think LaMelo, like if we just end up looking at ranks, he could be a first-rounder, top 15 player, but Cade's a little more, as you said, well-rounded. JJ or J-Dub? Jalen Johnson or Jalen Williams? Oh, this was a big question coming into the season. We didn't know. Yeah, it was I think as we got closer to draft or to the start of the season, Jalen Williams moved ahead of Jalen Johnson in the Jalen discussion. Both have been so good. In Dynasty as well, that's even harder. I might go J-Dub just. Yeah, maybe. I think they're both top 20 in Dynasty now. Again, I'm not the Dynasty expert, but I think I'd go J-Dub. Yeah. Just though, I think it's a very fair trade. I think if this was a trade in Dynasty, no one could really argue this. Oh, you're ripping this player off, or you're winning, or you're losing. I think both could be seen as winners here. Chad thinks it's J-Dub because he might have five position eligibility. He might not get the center eligibility. I mean, he got that this year because of the Chet injury and because Hartenstein was out. So I don't think they want to play him at the five. So he may not get that fifth position, but certainly he can play point guard through power forward. Absolutely. All right. Well, I'm going to round things out there because my guest went away, but I also have to go and do the pregame show, which will be starting in about 15 minutes. So I'm going to go and get something to eat or something like that. Thanks, everyone. We had really good numbers here, good questions. This will be a weekly show. So next week, hopefully the internet will be a bit better. We have got storms and stuff going on around here as well. Michael, as I said, he had a power outage he did preempt this because there's a lot of snow going on in Georgia at the moment, which is not normal, apparently. So he did say that there may be a chance of him not having power. And luckily, we lasted the majority of the show, so that was good. But yes, I will be back next week. Oh, should be back next week. We are going away next weekend, and I think we leave Saturday. But I might be able to squeeze in an early show before we go because we can't actually check into our accommodation till mid-afternoon. So we may not leave super early. So yeah, it will be around 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Maybe next week will be slightly earlier. Might be more like a 3 p.m., 12 p.m. time slot. And it will be with either Noah Rubin or Raphael Johnson, whoever is available. And they will be the three that I will cycle through. So should be a fairly regular show. As I said, thanks again, everyone, for tuning in. Please go and find us and like and subscribe. I didn't do the promo at the start because of the internet issues, but go and do all of that stuff. And I will be back next week. And I will be back in about 15 minutes with the pregame show. This has been the Balls Deep Trade Talk Show. I'm Adam King. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.